Yeah, I feel satisfied. I think, Craig, whenever you're prepared to start this show, I will be along for the ride.
Your answer this week can't just be, I lost.
Well, as long as we don't have to do the show more than once.
Oh, man. Guys, I got to get up at 5 in the morning. Please, Microsoft. Please.
All right, let's get this thing rolling. Everybody ready? True believers, and welcome to now the 58th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Kevin, Manon, every time, Chaos72, and that guy with 1,000 names, SneakyB15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hey kids, special guest this week, one of our great patrons, Severed, is on. Hello.
Hello. I'm not British.
Why?
Yeah.
That took a weird turn.
I'm talking British. I don't know why. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
You're old
enough to know that show, holy smokes, kids. Why are you playing video games?
I assume you're still broken up about the end of the British baking competition.
I am devastated by that.
I knew you were.
Man, I was so sad. So apparently it got sold from the BBC to what I didn't know, the Channel 4 was a whole different company.
Yes.
I thought Channel 4 was, BBC Channel 4.
Right.
What do I know?
Right.
So, yeah, apparently just the handsomest baker in all of the world, Paul Hollywood, moving over to Channel 4. Everyone else said, Channel 4, that place is for suckers. We're not working there. And they all quit.
Oh, I dug into a bunch of stuff from the BBC, old school BBC, over the past weekend. I was watching a bunch of episodes of Father Ted.
Oh, that's a good show.
Good show. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Are You Being Served, but,
No. Nothing like it, but.
Greatest BBC show of all time.
I don't know about that, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's on the list.
It's slightly above Doctor Who. Very slightly.
Ooh.
Nah, you don't know the brilliance of Are You Being Served. I mean, it's just.
I think I've seen every episode, but.
Yeah. So Craig is making some really bold claims right off the get-go.
Oh, my God. Come on. I've got every episode on DVD. We can just marathon. Like 15 years of.
I don't doubt the validity of that claim. Now, the rest of it is where it's suspect.
Show's brilliant.
Oh, my goodness. Start this show.
All right, let's talk about Puzzle Quest. Hey, this is the week of 9/28 through 10/5, 2016. This week's events, sponsored as always by Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Who needs that expensive vaporing when you can smoke your liquid with a pipe? Feel the need to be more pretentious than your average vapor enthusiast? Come on down to Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Special feature this week, buy a hat, get a wooden bow tie. All right.
I love not reading that ahead.
Yeah, are you ever going to...
You know, the best part is that my boss and I were actually looking at vape pipes this week. So, yeah. They're out there.
I was thinking about the special. Are you ever going to pull the trigger on that stupid wooden hat and wooden bow tie?
I am. I keep forgetting, and I really wanted to have it before BlizzCon, so I really need to order it soon, because I think it's like a 4-week ordering time.
It really is, so on top of that.
Now might be the week to do it, because unadvertised specials this week are some different flavors. We got russet, Yukon yellow, red, and purple tater-flavored vape.
I don't know that sounds good.
It does.
My dad was a big fan of eating raw potatoes, so he'd probably be into that. But
yeah, my dad went down that path too. I think it's a dark path, and I'm clearly not going to
raw potato path.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do that every time we cook potatoes.
You would
eat some raw ones?
Yeah, I love raw potatoes.
Yeah, throw a little salt on them, but yeah.
Well, that helps. Sure.
Yeah.
You want to be fancy.
Fancy with my raw taters. Oh, where's Paul Hollywood to judge my raw taters?
I cook my taters. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of cooked taters. I like them boiled. I like them fried.
Sauteed taters.
Oh, what's taters, hobbitses? Potatoes.
Fry them, boil them, stick them in a stew.
You know, not in some nice conies, and you have really got yourself a meal.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, Yellow Black Panther. Thursday, Yellow Magneto. This is like the Yellow Week, by the way. Friday, Green Storm. Saturday, Yellow Cage. Sunday, Yellow Rocket Group. Monday, Yellow Spider-Man. Tuesday, Purple Daredevil, and Wednesday is a blue She-Hulk. Exciting times. For your 5-day, 4-star crash! Nice! 924 was X-23, since she's now at the top of the alphabet somehow. How did that go for everybody?
Not well. Not poorly, but I did. Again, I remember recently playing it, and I remember not winning. Because level 98 is just not enough health to make it happen, even with a level of her savage healing. So after a token try and not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel, I gave up and devoted my time elsewhere.
I had the same type of time that I did last. I have her. I don't know where I have her. I'll tell you in a minute. But what I ended up doing was spending 10 health packs, coming close twice, and giving up in frustration. So annoying.
Well, yeah, I have my X-23 at the same as I had her the last time she was up. And I actually tried that time, and she's at a 1-1-2. And that was an epic failure. So this time I did not participate, so I did not win.
I've got her at 4-2-3, level 168. And I was able to win that one again. So
yeah, I was going
to
say, that's as close as I got. I have her at a 212, and I got her up to level 111, because that was the max you could get her to. And
What level was that?
Level 111.
Oh, she's Poop House.
111.
Yeah.
Straight Poop House.
And then just after that event, the very next morning, I got a green X-23 cover, which might have been able to push me over the edge, just to mock me. But
that's sad news. Your next one coming up in 923 is clearly the next letter in the alphabet after X is I for Iceman.
Right.
And then 928 is Teen Gene. How does that those two for folks?
I feel like if I remember hosting this show at all, both you and Ray have Iceman at least 3 levels of build a snowman, punch a snowman. So you have enough stun to see that one through for a victory. I may or may not. I'm a little sketchier. I've yet to look at Severed's roster, so I can't even speculate. Teen Gene, I'm doomed.
Okay, that's final.
Yeah, I think she's one of those characters that has to be, you know, there's no easy way to win with invisibility or stun or anything like that. You have to just have her at a decent level and get some good matches. And I'm pretty sure, like most of my characters, I have her at level 70 and she's at a 1-1-1.
So I just pulled up your roster. Your Iceman is at a 202, which means you have no blue. So that would be nigh impossible. And your Teen Gene is actually at a 1-1-2.
Ooh. Was I wrong about your guys?
No, I have 3 blue and 5 purple and like 4 green now. So
awesome.
He should rock.
Yeah, I have Iceman champion, so I'm not worried about that. Oh,
smooth sailing.
Lucky you.
My Teen Gene is a 1-3-5. Sure. She's currently at Poop House level. I'll probably dump a bunch into her.
Right, but that's 5 that levels of her green ability?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that a good ride.
My Gene is at a 4-5-3, and I've had her at level 192 for a while. So I expect a win there.
Yeah, we're talking total Poop House. My Iceman, I got 1 blue.
Okay.
That's it. So nothing. And then my Teen Gene, I mean, I don't know, maybe. I have her at a 1-2-1. She's still at level 94, so I don't know if that can pull a win or not. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know how bad that fight is.
Yeah, I do not remember it from the last time.
Yeah. So.
All right. Your story event's going on right now. We got Juggernaut Heroic wrapping up. 26,500 gets you a Purple Iron Fist. 50,000 gets you the CP. Top 10 folks get that reworked Cho. And 11-200 are Rocket and Groot. Thick of Steve's up next for your clearance level 7 rewards. And they did this again, which still makes this weird to me. 10K and 19K both get you a green Rocket and Groot. Not sure why they feel the need to give you two of the same color, but whatever. 32,000 is a green show, 63,000 for that final 15 CP. Top 10 is Star-Lord, 11 to 50 is Psylocke, and 51 to 200 are Elite tokens. Really liking those Elite tokens. They're nice.
I've gotten a few of them. They're all right. I like the nice chance of a 3-star. It's good.
Yeah, I'm a fan. PvP land, you had Sticks and Stones. 800 got you a Red Luke Cage. 900 got you a Miles. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 folks got Moon Knight, and 6 through 50 were Psylocke. And then Fresh Cut is next. 800 Red Psylocke. 900 Black Moon Knight. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 people get the brand shiny new Power Man. And 6 through 50 are Sentry. So that's what you got to look forward to. All right, moving on. Here's a story of superheroes
who are
playable in a video game. All of them need ISO to rise in level. And that is all I say. The PQ Bunch. The PQ Bunch. That's the way we became the PQ Bunch. What is the deal with that loading screen? I mean, Pizza Dog is kind of cute.
The loading screen is awesome. That is pretty much what that's all about. The duck is cool. Pizza Dog is cool. The characters are all cool. I don't know. Where's your hang up with the loading screen?
It's the Brady Bunch. It's just.
Oh, the way that they're framed. Sure. It's just, yeah. I like the new splash screen a lot. Mystery Person's, going to bother me. But everybody else, everything else about it, I like.
I didn't really care either way. I mean, the Black Widow thing was cool, but this is fine. And how about that little gift that we got?
The shaft.
Why what?
I want to know why Luke Cage is getting the shaft and not getting his own loading screen.
Oh, because he could be getting it here after the anniversary. This was an opportunity for them to showcase, clearly all the characters that have been introduced to the game since last anniversary. Power Man is too new to get a square in that splash screen and, not old enough to, be included. So I would say you can expect to see him very soon in a splash screen near you.
All right, fine.
They can give him one of those really cool ones like the Hulk one that was up before.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now, I know you didn't have it in front of you, and I know you wanted to get to your jingle, which we all appreciated. But I feel like this is the part of the show where you say, "Hey, Severed, how long have you been playing the game? Are you an alliance?
Sorry,
what's your favorite team?"
I was too excited to sing.
I know. I'm just trying to bring you back on
Ian.
Track.
Bring it back.
Look, I'm like Ian. I'm just here for the ride, guys. But so I just, I'm on day 756.
Wow.
Mind you, I've been playing for a lot longer than that, probably, but just not seriously. I actually really got serious this past year into the game and, started actually, doing daily stuff and getting my roster fixed, as it were, because it was, the entire roster was in the poop house. But so yesterday, day 755 for me was 25 command points.
Nice.
Then today I got 50 hero points, which brings me almost to 3,000 hero points. So I got a lot to open today, which is nice. It's really, really nice. But yeah, I am in an alliance. The leader of my alliance, Tenacious BB, he started it, I think, back when the game first came out. I know he formed the alliance and got it up to 20 members when you had to actually, pay hero points.
Right.
Yeah. So he was at that point reimbursed when they changed that all over. But he took on the Shield moniker, but changed the letters around a little bit. So the name of my alliance is Sploosh. Yes.
Chock full of British people. I see. I knew it. I was planning ahead.
Sploosh.
British and Germans.
With lots of periods in there. But yeah, we've been around for a long time, and I've been in that alliance since I started playing the game.
Wow. So you didn't get booted even when you were lazy?
I'm not sure, but I believe there is an unspoken agreement. It's unspoken at this point because it was once spoken of, that me and a few other people are never to be kicked out of the alliance because we are close and personal friends of the guy who started it. So
excellent.
So I'm in there for goodsies, as far as I know. Actually, great bunch of guys. When I had my second daughter, I was in the hospital with my wife, and the only thing I could really think of doing while waiting for this baby to come out was playing Puzzle Quest. So, it was match after match after match after match. And then I look at the Alliance chat, and all I see is, Ben, congrats on the baby. Severed, congratulations on the baby. Blah, 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 blah. Like, a bunch of great people in there. Taters, Bad Kitty, bunch of people. Dark Throne, he's good. He's awesome. But shout out to them. Sploosh. Yeah.
Sploosh.
So I take it you're, well into 3-star transition, starting 4-star transition, somewhere in there?
Let's see. Okay. I'm sort of in, I'm in the 3-star transition right now.
Oh, okay.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have, as of today, because I just championed Iron Fist, I have 9 champion 3-stars.
Okay.
And like I said before, lots of 4-stars, all in the poop house.
Right. Reasonable. No, that's where they live.
4-star land, poop house. But I'm making some headway now in the game. I'm able to, apart from this Juggernaut event, which I don't even know if I want to talk about this, but the guy that's in first place, I can't even believe he plays the game. It's got a roster of like 20 people, and only one of them is above a 4-star, and that happens to be the featured character, and he's only got 2 covers of him. But whatever, man. Fine. You already have 50,000 points on day 2. That's good for you, buddy. Not going to say you're cheating or nothing, but I'm doing better with this game.
Sure, absolutely. Needless to say.
I'm sorry, Ian?
It sounds like you're turning the corner. Things are coming up Millhouse for 7.
I am, yes.
Good. Congratulations on the baby having.
I've got 3 of them now. They're not babies anymore, most of them.
That's a lot of kids. And by a lot, I mean a perfectly reasonable number of kids, but for me, it seems like a lot.
For someone who has 1, that sounds like 2 too many.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I got 2 girls and 1 boy, 7, 4, and 2. Well, he'll be 2 in November.
All right.
That's me. What about the show? Craig?
I don't know. Craig! I get all derailed by some guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, enough about me.
Yeah, We'll set up a play date for our sons after the show. You can tell us about the new patches and hot fixes.
All absolutely.
Right. Hey, 110 patches. Are you ready? There's a clue. Apparently nobody's ready. All right.
We're ready.
Okay. Sure. Fine. Hey, the clue this week is from an alternate universe.
Ah, nuts.
Who is it from an alternate universe at this point?
Yeah, but this is like it's going to be the sad altered universe. There's a good idea.
Okay. Well,
I think it's more than a good idea at this point. I think we have to say who it is. I mean, it's like a 95-96% chance that we know who it is, right?
Yeah. It's going to be Gwenpool.
I don't know what that means.
She's a lame character who comes from like the real world and knows all about comic books, and then gets transported into the Marvel universe, and she has no superpowers. She's just a girl.
I don't know how you are so negative on her since her first appearance was in Howard the Duck.
Wait, I think her first appearance was in Secret Wars, and she later got added to Howard the Duck.
There was a piece of artwork in Secret War, in Deadpool's Secret Wars, but it was just a piece of artwork, I think. I don't think she actually made an appearance in the comic.
Okay, so she's no one in particular. When I heard the name, I kind of pieced that together, but it's not Gwen Stacy again in an alternate universe.
And yet it kind of is. So it's a girl named Gwen Poole. She is from our universe. She has read all the Marvel comics. She somehow gets transported into the Marvel universe, meets Howard the Duck, and knows everybody's secret identity. She knows everybody's secrets because she's read all the comics. She has no superpowers other than she knows everything about everyone.
Okay.
And she has the attitude of Deadpool because she knows that she's in a comic world. So every now and then she references the fact that, you know, there are people reading this comic.
Nothing funnier than breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
I'm barely keeping it together right now. I'm laughing so hard.
I don't know. I looked her up a little bit, and I read some of it. I found it amusing. I thought it was all right. And
she might be a great character in the game. Who knows?
The fact that she appeared in Howard the Duck, I thought you would be on board with this.
I'm all for Howard the Duck.
Yeah, Craig and I are Howard the Duck movie guys, not Howard the Duck comic book guys.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and there's absolutely no reason for this. But I'm going to say alternate universe, okay? Well, there's no way in this universe that MPQ would actually put Dazzler into the game. So alternate universe, 5-star Dazzler. Done.
My dreams have come true.
We got it. We finally got it, guys. Craig can shut up. 5-star Dazzler.
You wait. She's still going to be the first 6-star character.
That would be amazing.
It's coming.
In a really awful way.
Right. All I know is that that'll be the day that I always play with the sound on, because every time you fire one of her powers, like,
disco music?
You know, there'll be a 70s power and disco power, and then there'll be an 80s song, and then there'll, you know, you get the, like, current pop music, like, each power will fire a different, you know, jingle in the background.
Disco ball comes down over the board.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So in addition, in addition to Gwenpool, are we receiving anything else with a 110 patch?
Sure. They're saying, hey, anniversary's coming up.
Cool, I'm excited.
They have our favorite phrase, attempted fixes.
Oh, I like those.
For ISO. iOS and Android load times. Huzzah, because that was painful.
Yeah.
Launch issues for certain Android devices. Reducing the amount of data that is downloaded by patches. I suppose that's nice.
That's awesome.
I don't know what this is. Save backup using Facebook now remains selected in between play sessions. I didn't know that was becoming unselected, because that would be bad.
I had no idea about that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, neither. The banner from banners, the other guy, no longer overlaps with other banners.
Okay.
This sentence brought to you by the word banner.
Banner.
Yo, dog, I heard you like banners in your banners, so I put more banners on top of your banners.
Seriously. Falcon America's aerial assault no longer reduces a countdown tile below zero. All right.
Okay. I didn't know he had that ability.
Yeah. Sunder no longer stays on the board after Ares is down. I've seen that happen. So
I don't use him that much, so I haven't seen that.
Text is now better centered in character dialogues.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The animation for Alien Instincts has been made faster. Thank God.
Yay.
That's cool.
Especially since I've been using Carnage recently.
Right.
Oh, man, that delays out things. So good there. They've removed the sound effects from the symbiotic demolisher's powers because they created delays. So that's good.
Okay.
Anything that reduces delays, I'm down with.
Yeah.
The pause button can now be dismissed by pressing the back button on Android devices during the early stages of the game.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a problem. The tile match hints do not remain highlighted when using the back button in battle, and they do not display incorrect matches after a cascade. Man, I cannot speak tonight. There's too many words there. Missions that require a mission from a different subchapter to be completed before they unlock, a la the gauntlet, now unlock in a timely manner.
Cool.
And missions that have a max difficulty, like the 2-star required mission, no longer have different difficulties for different rosters of much different strengths.
That sentence brought to you by the word different.
Yeah. there have been 2 hot fixes since 110, both affecting the new Luke Cage. The defender power only plays an animation when Luke Cage is in front, and the defender power only plays an animation the first time it's triggered in a turn.
That's good.
Yeah. There you go. Yep, that makes sense. I noticed some art changes as well. I don't know if anybody else did.
Yes.
They changed the start button and some things like that are a little, they're outlined better, they're a little crisper, and then the art on the prologue for each mission is slightly different.
Well, see, I didn't see the prologue thing, but I did notice the buttons.
How did you see the prologue art?
I went to the prologue.
You played the prologue still?
No, not through it,
Just looking at the screens, they're updated.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, sometimes if I'm bored, I'll go farm the prologue.
Well, then it's all farmed out.
Yeah, well, I haven't farmed it out yet.
Oh, crazy talk.
Well, there's still Yelena Baloney covers in there.
That's right. You gotta get her going again.
Mm-hmm.
Something else for anyone who's going to New York Comic Con, stop by booth 447 and say hello to our friends from D3. They're going to be there.
When's that?
Oh, cool.
That is October 6th through 9th.
Do you guys want to go to New York Comic Con?
I believe tickets were sold out many months ago.
All right. We'll make better plans next year.
And also, it turns out I'll be in New Jersey, not New York, so.
New Jersey! but yeah, we probably should plan to go to that sometime.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, we should do that next year. Plan ahead.
Okay.
So that's what we got. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, all the things.
Oh, I ain't got time for all the things.
All right, I'll whittle it down.
Can you make me a small subset of the things?
Some of the things.
So, sure. First, Dave Franklin said that he found and soundly thrashed Craig in the simulator last night This was 5 days ago, so it wasn't last night. But he says, thanks for the great show every week and for the musical numbers, and now for the assist in reaching his first Spider-Woman cover. Craig is the giving tree.
Sure, why not?
Chloe had a question about one of the things from our interview. Dave had said, it was Dave, right?
Yeah.
Okay. David said that if you do the 2/4 clears on all pins, you get the certain amounts of points, etc. Does that include the required nodes as well? We didn't specifically ask, but I got that impression. Do either of you?
I'd have to assume so that meant clearing everything 4 times.
Right. So
that kind of sucks because this Juggernaut Heroic, one of the required nodes, is the new Luke Cage.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have one of those, so I'm missing all those weights.
So am I.
You're going to have to, if you can't do that node, you're going to have to hit the other nodes a little bit more in order to get those points.
Right.
And yeah, I've already given up on the Juggernaut. I'm totally with you, Severin, on the...
Well, I was hoping on the CP, and I'm looking at the... I think my slice ends at noon tomorrow. And I'm nowhere near close to the CP, so I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
I got my Iron Fist today, so I was able to champion him, and then that was it.
He is a monster.
Chloe also had a comment that I thought was interesting, that she thinks cupcakes will still exist, but they'll be like whole wheat muffins or something. She's putting out teams that have no synergy at all, or teams that the AI plays terribly, like doing a Loki Vision Switch kind of combination that... they just don't match each other at all, and just an easier team to beat. Sounds like a possibility, but
sure,
not quite as easy to beat as those
right.
two stars.
Right.
All I know is that looking at the points totals for events after that change took effect, instead of everyone having 4,000 or 5,000 points in that one event, it was down to like reasonable numbers.
Like upper teens reasonable?
Yeah, like 1,400. Like, enough that they're getting the 1,200 reward, but not much more than that.
Right. I didn't actually look at the... I never care about the placement in PvP, so I haven't been looking, but that's
I don't good. Really... I don't really play PvP. I did a little bit a while ago, but I do remember getting quite a few cupcakes, and that was always nice. You know? It's just, here's 3 basically kind of maxed 2 stars. Can you kick their... Sure, yes. I will beat them for the 75 points, and I will walk away happy. Thank you.
Ray's going to have to get on the button.
Sorry, guys. I was trying to be nice.
Jeremy Hawks said, did anyone else read the Piecing Together Marvel Puzzle Quest Luke Cage post and notice that Josh mentioned Jessica Jones and Iron Fist as good team-up partners?
Yeah,
pretty sure he meant Jessica Drew.
Yeah,
I don't think he was accidentally mentioning a future Jessica Jones character.
I think he even mentioned one of Jessica Drew's powers as one of the things that you should do there. So
yes, exactly. I saw that came up on several forums, but yeah, that's more than likely the answer. KK Fulcrum said, regarding Ian's Vine, there is no downside to championing as long as you are keeping the character in your roster anyway. There are a lot of comments like this. I'm only going to read the one. Everybody wishes that you would have championed Punisher.
Yeah.
So do I. I am so in agreement with everybody on the face of the planet, Ian.
Nope, not happy.
Champion him!
They've already been sold.
Oh, what a waste.
So I wanted to bring this up because I wanted to talk about it. Sigma Blade said that the season simulator was so easy. You've seen a lot of other
How
people.
How easy was it?
so easy that he did it?
That's not a good punchline at all. You're bad at this game.
I was not ready.
Man, you are fired. Alec Baldwin's going to totally kick you off this show.
So I did want to bring this up, though, because Season Simulator. I started the simulator one day, like during the day while I was at work. I had a break. Started the simulator, and I was like halfway through the simulator before I even knew what happened. So got home, and I'm like, let me see if what I can do. Finished it. In like an hour.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that was...
I was going to say, does this season simulator count as a season simulator?
Yeah.
Well, then guess how many season simulators I've finished since I started playing this game.
One?
One. It was awesome.
Nice. It was. I have a moonstone now, so I could use all three of those moonstones that I got in one fight.
You guys and your moonstones, you guys are the worst.
Don't start turning into Craig. You were supposed to be the even keel member of this team.
No, I had to get Moonstone. She was a required character a few events back. I needed to get all the points to get that CP so that I could spend all my CP on Goddess of Thunder, remember?
I do, but so not the Moonstone so much, but
I was excited for all those gray suit covers. It puts me on the precipice of my next gray suit will get me a Nick Fury cover, which I'm excited about.
Don't get me going with Nick Fury covers.
You guys are going to hate me. I have Moonstone Champions and maxed.
Oh, she should be sold.
Yeah.
Sell her.
I can't sell her. I can't come to terms with it.
Well, you'll just get more.
I know.
Especially if your name's Craig, you'll just get tons more.
Seriously, I love championing 2-star Moonstone and selling her and getting her back again and selling her. And it's great.
That's the unfortunate thing. My name's not Craig.
I mean, it's not like it's an impossible to get a thing like a yellow corks.
Have you still not got one of those?
Oh, no. I've got like 4 more corks dying on the vine this week, too.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I cannot get a yellow.
That is sad times.
That makes me so angry.
That's I'm going to have to say that's the price you pay for getting to open a 5-star every single week.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you can dry some of your tears with the Green Goblin you're going to open this week.
Oh, man, wait till I tell you about my 10-pack. It's glorious.
I get text messages on my phone.
Wait till I tell the listeners about my 10-pack. It was glorious.
Just because I don't respond to them doesn't mean I didn't receive them.
Ah, man.
I'm moving on. Valorx says that regarding Iceman, 5-5-3 is absolutely the best build, no question at all. Massive single target nuke is way more valuable than a little extra blue in the tile conversion. And that makes sense. He says to play him with IM-40. Interesting. And he says that he thought we undersold him in our analysis. And I think I would, after listening to it again, I have to agree with that statement. But at the same time, I think we were just under the impression that everybody knows Iceman is one of the top tier characters.
I did not go back and listen to all of that episode. And I apologize if it undersold. But again, I'm with Ray. He's one of the probably the 5 best characters in the game.
Yeah, he's devastating.
He's absolutely.
Maybe we didn't pound that enough, but I think we were just all kind of assumed that everyone knows, man, Iceman, real good.
Yeah, you're right. Well, if it was undersold, then
our bad.
Sorry. Yeah, our bad. Absolutely, that's on us. He's pretty fantastic.
Well, I mean, he's not fantastic.
No, no one's that good. I mean, I'm a dum-dum, so I don't understand how to use him, but he is amazing.
He's Mr. Lover.
Mr. Fantastic.
There's another comment about Ian's vine. I'm going to skip that.
No, read it. Make him feel bad. That was a terrible thing, Ian.
Sorry.
So BBF2 says that he thought it was amusing when Dave, our designer Dave, said in relation to character rebalances, quote, "It's not like there are certain characters with bullseye on their heads," end quote. When actually there is a specific character who literally has a bullseye on his forehead. There was some conversations about receiving a heroic token as a Facebook gift. And I did want to point that out, that although I didn't remember it at the time, it was our favorite, our Alliance member, Cactus Jack, who had the picture. So it was not just a Redditor who had posted it. It was somebody that actually can come back and say, no, really, I got this 2-star token, and it got sent out as a Facebook gift. So I actually forwarded that to Dave, and he said he was going to mention it and other programmers and see what he can
make sure that never happens again.
Yeah, well, there it went.
So
man, I want some of those. Send me those.
So here's the thing. A few people said, yes, this has definitely happened, but they're not sure. They could not confirm that anybody had received such a gift. So even if it comes up and says you have a 2-star token to send out to your Facebook friends, that doesn't necessarily mean that they got it. I don't know what the true story is here, but maybe we'll hear from Dave at some point.
Well, that's also coupled with the fact that a little while ago, didn't they just fix a thing with the Facebook gifts?
Yes.
Yeah, so did. The Facebook gifts weren't going through, and at the same time this was happening, so some sort of a bug maybe.
Yeah, definitely could have been. But Cactus Jack did confirm that did actually happen. So Jordan from Jersey, who posted a wall of text to Reddit. I pulled out a few things, and I thought this was funny. He says, this is for Craig. You can feel free to call carbonated soft drinks pop. Just know that the rest of us will look at you like you're barefoot, in overalls, no shirt, in a public place, screaming about lizard people.
Oh, so instead I should be down south where everything is a Coke? Can I have a root beer Coke or a Sprite Coke?
I've heard that.
Oh, good Lord, those people.
Yeah, that's way
it's
worse.
It's pop. Deal with it.
I'm fine with you calling it pop. I just won't, but you feel free. I agree. I had to live in the South a little too long, and that is just weird.
Yeah, well, you go and you have to order a root beer Coke? No, a root beer is not a Coke. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, things get weird up in the Northeast, too. I mean, I live in Connecticut, and, you know, most cities in this state are normal, except for Bristol, because you can't find a Coke. They don't exist, because Pepsi's in Bristol.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so everything's Pepsi. You can't, there is no Coke. They've taken over the town.
That sounds like a certain college town that I know where the college only sells Pepsi, and so pretty much so does the rest of the town.
And unfortunately, I'm a Coke guy, and that's where my wife had all three of her children, in Bristol. Ugh.
Where's RC Cola Town? I need to move there.
I don't think it's here anymore, Craig.
Aren't they also in Atlanta or somewhere? Like Coke, they're just...
Go ahead and move to Atlanta. See ya.
Well, no one wants to move to Atlanta. I mean, come on.
I need to find RC Cola Town and Tab Town.
I still just believe that this Tab Town's a thing. I don't believe it. RC Cola, Columbus, Georgia, 1903.
Okay, you moved back there in 1903.
So I need to get me to some Columbus, Georgia, to get me some Royal Crown Cola.
That sounds awful.
I think I just heard a train go off the rails.
Yeah. So Jordan from Jersey also, I normally don't mention people's rewards just because a lot of people post rewards and it's too much. But I took a look at what he posted, and man, new 4-star covers that he got this week. Blue Sue Storm, a blue Fury, a purple Rock, a purple Electra, a red Hawkbuster, a black cover for Nova, a yellow and a green for the Thing, a green for Venom, a black for Punisher, and a blue for Bucky.
Wow.
Oh, man. I don't know how you got all those 4-stars, but congrats.
Yeah.
Is that like an entire week or a day? Or
That's yeah. over the week.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe he's like pooping and peeing in a bucket and holed up in a room somewhere just playing Puzzle Quest.
I'm assuming he spent a bunch of command points and bought some tokens. But
I hope so. Either way, kudos to him.
Jeff Duggan wanted to mention that when he hears me reading the mailbag, he needs to remind me that there is no noise in Illinois. And he is correct in this, and I completely blame Pennsylvania Redneck for having me say that the way that I do. With the town of Dubois and other incredibly bad pronunciations here. But
right or not, do you know what we say to him in response to that correction?
Hello!
But no, that was a good point.
You can have your Illinois if we can settle the entire debate of is it Kansas or Arkansas? Because we can't go with both anymore. I can't take it. Those two states need to get together and come up with one pronunciation of that word.
Ray, quick, we need you again.
Ray, save the day, please.
Dances with Weevils says
that
we need to stage an intervention for Ian. It's okay to hoard one thing, but when you start hoarding everything, it becomes unhealthy.
I agree, and that's why I'm here.
You know what he doesn't hoard? Characters, because he doesn't roster any of them.
That's not true. I have tons of characters. I have way more than you would think.
I actually went through a period where I followed Ian's advice, and I started just stockpiling tokens and tokens and tokens. I will say, though, it was a really great feeling to offload 120 daily Deadpool tokens at once.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Oh.
So much ISO, so many hero points. I had 75 health packs.
Oh, man.
I could play for days.
If I get 5 health packs, I'm like, oh, son of a.
Well, that just means I could play constantly for hours.
Yeah.
Dances with Weevils also says, speaking of letting go, I would tell Craig to let go of the one-star Venom nerf.
No!
If it wasn't funny to listen to him whine about his level 40 Venom. Seriously, I can't be the only one who gives him a Nelson ha-ha every time the computer uses Symbiote Snare. So there was a lot of varying, there were a lot of varying responses to the idea that standard tokens can give 4 stars. People were saying, nope, they can't anymore, that was fixed. Some people saying, well, definitely used to be able to, that's where I got my... 2 people actually said that they got their X-Force Wolverine from a 1-star token.
I think I got an X-Force Wolverine from a 1-star token one time.
So it was definitely possible at one point. They may have fixed it. It definitely, in the graphic, shows 1, 2, and 3 stars as possible right. to get.
I understand. I could have sworn we talked about this with someone way back when. It might have even been our first interview with Joe Fletcher.
I'm 98% sure you're correct in this.
And right. While they talked that, yes, they removed the note on the 1-star token saying the 4-star was possible, it's still there. But yes, it's like 0.1% or something.
That seems like a pretty large percentage. Like, that's 0.1% is the chance of getting the new Power Man out of the new Power Man tokens.
Yeah,
so that's,
maybe it's less
that's
than
high.
That.
Yeah, it's got to be less than that if it's still possible.
You know, speaking of that, so I was looking at, I think it was the PvP slice I was in or something, and I saw our good old friend King Dreadnought there.
Right.
What's your guess? How many Luke Cages did he have on the second day that Luke Cage existed?
All of them?
No, surprisingly.
Whoa. I'm going to go with 8.
I think it was 7. But, I mean, it might have even been the day that they put the thing up that said, hey, Luke Cage is now available in Vault.
Right.
I think it was that day that later that night I looked and he had like 7 of them.
I guess this is where I'll bring this up. The guy that I was talking about earlier at the top of my slice in Juggernaut Heroic, he has the new Luke Cage at a 2, I think it was 202. And apart from that, he only had like 19 other characters in his entire roster.
Well, then he's probably in a beginner slice and won the last event that gave you Luke Cage.
Right.
So that would have got him 2.
Yeah, right? I was going to say that's possible to get you 2, but I think that's still going to be a lot of spending to get there, to get the other 2.
I mean, most of the characters that this guy had weren't even powered up for this event.
But
so.
I mean, if you've got the CP, he might have just bought two levels.
I mean, yeah.
That's true.
You know, because if you get one cover, then you've got the power. So you could have gotten the 2 from the event and then spent 240 CP.
Yeah, but how would you get that CP with that few characters? My Steam account, I have maybe 18 characters, and I've got like 17 CP total, and those are only from my Alliance buying stuff.
Yeah, you could have got into a buyer's group. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess. I mean, I looked at his roster from what I saw. The only characters he had for this event were... the 202 Luke Cage, and then he had Iron Fist at sort of a decent level, not really, and then he had Moonstone at base level.
I just gave up being sad about Moonstone. I'm just all about her now. She's okay. She's champion. She's great.
Champion 144 Moonstone. Awesome.
For selling.
Not really. Yeah, I'm going to sell her tonight. Screw it.
Well, as soon as you get one more Moonstone, you should sell her and then re-roster.
Nah, I'll just sell her now. Why bother? Extra roster slot.
Okay.
Got a lot of tokens to open tonight.
Sure.
Yeah. I got I think 4 tokens to open tonight. So.
Nice. Wow.
Well, I have 2 because I need to get that. Well, we'll talk about it later, but I have another Goddess of Thunder situation.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Another one.
Yeah.
I thought that plight was over.
I can't wait. I did with Goddess of Thunder, but this is another character in the same situation.
Okay.
Phew.
By the way, I have used CP to level up my characters up to max before. I actually had the same situation you had with Goddess of Thunder, I had with Patch. So I had Wolverine championed, and I knew that the next cover was going to give me a green Patch, and I had his green at 5, and I just needed that one, I think it was the yellow cover. So it was killing me. Like, I waited 2 weeks. I deleted so many Wolverine covers. And I just asked the guys in the Alliance, I have the CP, should I just use it and get this over with? And everybody, it was a resounding just, yes, champion Patch now.
Shut up. Yes. Use it. No, it's definitely worth it. When you're in that very, very specific situation, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Anyway, last comment was a question from AstroMonkey9. How is Fully Charged a hint for Luke Cage? I'm all for bad guesses, but what is this, a bad hint?
Well, no, because he's Power Man.
I'm not the one asking the question, remember. Don't expect me to go, oh, I know.
I'm totally shooting the messenger.
Right. Hey, AstroMonkey. The new one is called Power Man. He is fully charged with power. The end.
This is all you get, sir.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have gone with the like sweet 70s version of Power Man, though. When he had like the open like shirt,
the chest hair.
He had the big gold belt.
Yep.
And the tiara.
Yep.
It is afro.
I approve of that.
I do too. That was great.
It looks cool. I like the new one. I won't lie.
I like the way it looks too.
I think they kind of went in line with the TV show because he looks like a club owner in the game, the new one. So it goes with the TV show because he owned a bar. Spoilers.
All right, Ian, what time is it?
Oh, is it time to bust a rhyme?
It's time for the feature character of the week. Week.
Feature character of the week.
This week brought to you by Tony Rest Cameo, the premier talent agency for cameo appearances. Who else do you think can book Stan Lee in all those movies? Nobody. But Tony Rest Cameo, the only agency that can get Corey Feldman an appearance on the Today Show. Tony Rest Cameo.
Wow. That was, I was prepared, but that's still unexpected. When I saw Tony Rest Cameo, I just thought it was an amazing coincidence because Tony Rest was one of the original members of Cameo. And I just like couldn't believe that you had it on there. Do you not remember Cameo, the hip-hop group? They sang Word Up?
Oh, they sang Word Up?
I definitely know that. You're joking about the name, right?
No! Just get it underway. No romance.
Is absolutely a member of Cameo.
No way!
Yeah, he is! I assure you there is no need to Google it.
I'm Googling it right now.
In that case, I will talk about the featured character of the week, because there is no reason for you to do that. So the featured character of the week is none other than, you guessed it, Tony Rest, former member of Cameo.
Nice!
Better known these days as one of the many, many Spider-Folk here in the Marvel Puzzle Quest universe, Miles Morales, four-star Spider-Man.
Hey, just for your amusement factor, if you look up the past members of Cameo, it goes on for like a page. There have been so many people in that band.
See? No need to Google it. It's probably true.
My favorite is Merv DePayer.
All right, let's see. He is a purple, yellow, and red character. He has an alternate ability. So, as always, bear with me. I'll try to make it as coherent as possible. His purple ability, part one, is called Hide and Seek. It costs 7 purple AP. He creates a purple invisibility tile which targets Miles Morales. This power then becomes Surprise. All right, as this increases in levels, at level 1, it also creates a web tile, and Surprise does some more damage. Then it creates 2 web tiles, then it creates 4 web tiles. Surprise is getting better as well. Level 5, Hide and Seek, costs 1 AP less and creates 5 web tiles, and Surprise deals some more damage. So now, the alternate ability, Surprise. This costs 8 purple AP. Spider-Man deals 1,005 damage and removes friendly Hide and Seek invisibility tiles, and the power switches back to Hide and Seek. So, let's see. At level 2... same amount of base damage, and he's doing 274 additional damage for each web tile that's on the board. This is my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Level 3, nothing. Ha! That's what you get for going to level 3, sucker. Same thing as level 2. Level 4, you do more damage, same amount of web tile damage. And level 5, you do more damage, same amount of web tile damage. However, one day, when he is a champion of champions, he will do 5,104 damage plus 543 damage for each web tile that is on the board. His yellow ability, Power and Responsibility, costs 8 yellow AP. It creates 1 web tile. It has a passive effect that when a match that includes a web tile is made, you gain 1 purple AP.
level 2, it creates 2. Level 3 makes 3. Level 4 makes 4. These are web tiles, of course. Level 4, when the web tile is matched, you gain a purple and a red. And at level 5, when a match is made that includes a web tile, you gain 1 purple, 1 blue, and 1 red. And it says nothing about how many web tiles it creates, so I assume it still creates 4. And lastly, certainly not leastly, good old Venom Blast costs 6 red AP, stuns the target for a turn, and then increases it starts to add damage after that. It's always stunning you for one turn, and eventually does 1,654 damage, championing his way up to one turn of stun and 3,274 damage. He's just got too much going on. Does anybody use Miles? Anybody know anything about Miles? I would not know how to build him. I'm not even going to speculate. I'm going to break the mold and not speculate because I am already... I guess I'm going to put a 5 here in Venom Blast. That makes sense to me. I like doing stun and dealing damage. I don't know how important it is to jack up hide and seek. I mean, clearly invisibility can be essential, but the other one just makes web tiles, so why not 5-3-5? I lied! Ha! There you go.
I personally would have him at a 2-3-4. Yeah, I haven't played him much. The only place that I've actually seriously put him in and played him has been his Crash of the Titans event. So I don't know how I would build him, and I don't know what the best build would be. Venom Blast seems like... So here's the other place that I've used him. I have to say this. I use him with Nova and Iceman. All three of those are really low level 4 stars for me, and they're all very small looking little boys. So they're my little boy band that I send against the small teams in PvE.
That's a really off-putting story.
That's
Let's
it.
Pass this over. Let's go to Craig.
I got severed. Mine I don't take what I can get.
Mine's a 4-3-4, level 100 at the moment. Yeah, I think I would probably go 5-3-5 is what I'm shooting for.
Cool.
Yeah, Poop House.
Yes.
I have my Miles Morales at 1 red.
Oh,
that's even house. Below the Poop House, yeah.
So, yeah, definite Poop House. I would not know how to build him because I've never used him. He just sits there on a shelf. Most likely not invisible because I don't have his invisibility powers. And I would agree. Yeah, I would agree as far as the build, as far as everybody's saying. So
great. Yeah. So I will definitely invite lots of feedback or some amount of feedback for this because we have very little input other than the facts which I just read you. So I would agree with my original statement. If for no other reason, I can't imagine leaving has hide and seek power at 3 because you get no upgrade.
Although you could say he would go good with bubbles because then you get the rainbow coverage.
Sure. I believe you.
Nothing goes well with bubbles.
So bubbles!
The internet say that the most common build, and this is very lowly filled out, the most common build with 15 votes is 5-4-4.
Okay.
However, you've got 10 votes for 5-3-5 and 9 votes for 5-5-3. So this is a character that is, yeah, there's no no definitive.
He's too versatile for my liking. You know, I need to know more characters who benefit from, I mean, clearly putting out web tiles is what this character does. So I would need to know more people who benefit from web tiles and how Venom. They benefit.
Venom.
What's Venom do with web tiles?
Well, he used to be able to kill people when there were web tiles.
Oh, not that. No one uses one star. Stop. Stop. Yeah, he used to be able to do that until you pointed out how effective Miles Morales could produce web.
I know.
To the lead designer, and then he was no more. So you brought this upon yourself, my friend.
Well, now I know what I'm going to use him for. I'm going to get Miles Morales at a 1-1-1, and then I'm going to re-roster one star Venom.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go back into the prologue and I'm going to use them there.
Okay.
There you go.
That sounds like the way to go. So there you are. Miles Morales, that's 4-star Spider-Man, brought to you by Tony Rest's cameo.
So romance.
the word up.
Hey, Dying on the Vine.
Yeah.
So mine consists of Steve Rogers corks. Steve Rogers corks, Steve Rogers corks, and for the 1,385th time, a yellow Nick Fury that I still can't do anything with.
Oh.
What's your Nick Fury at now?
I think he's still 551.
Mm.
And has been for quite some time. I'm trying to find him here. I don't remember what level I have him at. Yes, he is 551, level 160.
That's a sad story.
Yeah, it's sad for me every time.
I mean, the one.
What do you guys got?
You got nothing to. You can't do anything with that.
Yeah, I'm boned.
Yeah, that sounds super frustrating. Why don't you open up a couple of your, 400 one-star tokens?
See what turns out I don't have any of those.
That's weird. That seems inconvenient. Ah, it's a shame. He's going to be stuck on that roster for a long time. That's too bad.
Wait. How is it possible that Craig doesn't have 400 one-star tokens?
Yeah, it turns out they get open instantly as soon as I get them.
And then sold off because of that precious, precious ISO.
That's right.
Ian.
Ooh, sorry. Things, I just logged into my game and things went my way, surprisingly. Like, I was like, I played PvP for some reason, and I gained 22 points in PvP while I was away.
Nice. There you go.
Never happens.
Good on you.
Right. Yeah, so what were we doing? I'm going to go look at my Vine and tell you guys about my roster.
Sure.
Before I got all that great feedback from our listeners, I had apparently cleared off my Vine. So I've got nothing to speak of other than to let Craig know that I do have 88 different characters on my roster. So
get 10 more at least.
Okay. When they arrive, I will put them, and I'm not going to add 2 stars and 1 stars.
You could add Punisher.
I have Punisher on my roster. He is one of the 88.
He's not champions.
Correct. Nor does he need to be.
Aish.
Although he is a little bit tempting now that I think that I do like 4-star Punisher. So if it ever comes again that I have a surplus of Punisher covers, I'll consider it. There is room now that ISO is available more regularly of a few, because there are a few 3-stars that were kind of on the cusp of whether or not to cover them or to champion them because of their semi-usefulness. And so people who did not originally make the cut may indeed make the cut here in the future.
Yeah, and what about the other day? We got the update, and then when you download the update, you open up the app, and they were like, hey, thanks for dealing with these loading problems.
Yeah.
Here's some hero points, and here's some ISO.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a bunch of free ISO there.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So I was very satisfied with
that. Speaking of that, I got to bring up, I mentioned that I actually do have a Steam account that I've started playing every day, but I just do like 2 fights in the daily Deadpool. So the Steam account, my top level characters are 1 stars. It's right. It's that level of an account, but my alliance finished fairly well in an event, and I managed to get a Bucky, a Ghost Rider, and a second cover for my IM-40. For this.
Wow.
Yeah. And who was the other? Oh, and a Deadpool Whales.
Nice.
Of course, I had no way of rostering any of these because I don't have any hero points. I play the daily Deadpool. That's it.
Right.
So that 250 hero points, that got me over so I could buy 3 slots all at once.
Nice.
Boom. My roster just went through the roof.
Nice. That's going to ruin your scaling.
Yeah, like I care about that. I don't play right. Events.
I was joking. How's your Vine? So, you've got an issue. Tell us more.
I'm going to go through my Vine backwards. So I have 8 days. I have a Green Hulk chalk that expires, a Green Chow. I have him at 502, so keep getting those greens. It's fantastic. Yeah. I have a thing that expires in 7 days, and he is, if I remember correctly, at a 552, so I just need one more green. But more importantly, I have a Professor X that expires in 6 days, and my Professor X is at a 552 as well. And not only that, but I don't know if you've noticed, Ian, but...
me about the 2. The 2 is a...
The 2 is yellow.
Oh, that's not good, because I was going to say, I think at least one of us has a blue Professor X coming down.
Right, so I've got a green one dying on the Vine, and I've got a blue one coming in 2 days on my resupply.
Right. Ooh.
So if I can get 120 command points in the next 6 days,
right. That's
where it's going.
Get it done. Start farming. Farm faster.
Because I don't use him for Charlie's Angels. I don't use Winfinite, so I don't care. I want him all the way up.
Sure.
Yeah, I hope you get that. I hope you get it tonight.
That'd be nice.
I will pull for a yellow Charles Xavier.
Yellow Charles would be best. A green thing would be my second choice. So
okay.
How are you doing there, Severed?
Well, I only have one cover dying on the vine, and funny enough, it was today's big enchilada reward. Sad times. Black Panther yellow, and I have my Black Panther at a 5-3-3.
Okay.
So he's probably going to get sold off, but that's okay.
Yeah, it happens.
I'll just wait around for next time. No, I try to make sure that I have enough hero points just in case I get one of those 4 stars that I don't have, because there are a few of those left, and you know, or just in case I get a 5-star.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for me. Just that guy.
Yeah, good deal. Rewards of the week. So let me tell you about this 10-pack.
Right. Please
do. I opened up my 10-pack, and I got a Ragnarok, a Doctor Doom, a Red Hulk, a Quake, a Daredevil, and a 3-star Deadpool.
Ooh. That's solid. That's a great 10-pack.
Yeah, it was amazing.
The Quake is especially exciting.
No Moonstones.
Wow.
Like, for the first time ever, a 10-pack with no Moonstones. It was crazy. Right.
And one of the only times where you could have really used a yellow 2-star Captain America, nothing.
Yep, didn't get one. Oh, I got that's other okay. Captain Americas, just not the yellow.
Good. 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 That's what I like to hear. But now the Quake and the Rock especially, yeah. Very exciting for both.
Good time.
Good job. Yeah.
Nice.
I was going to say, my rewards this week included, of course, the brand new Spider-Woman cover.
Oh, sure.
That I received. And then from, I want to say, the Heart of Darkness vault, I got a Blue Wasp. And then from a cheery heroic token, I got a purple Winter Soldier.
That's good times.
Is that your second Wasp?
It is. It is. They're both blue. I have her at 020.
Nice.
Yep.
Cool.
So mine, the Spider-Woman that I already mentioned, I managed to get a Nick Fury.
Ooh.
From a 2-star token. I also managed to get a patch from a 2-star token that he's already championed, so that's nice. My 10-pack, not as exciting as Craig, but I only had one cover that was not usable. I had one 2-star that I don't have. I got 5 usable 2-stars that I could just throw into my championing, and 4 3-stars. I didn't get any 4s, but I got 4 3-stars, all, you know, all usable. It was okay. Nothing exciting.
Well, for me, I got... Well, just in the Juggernaut heroic today, I got the purple Iron Fist. I was able to earn him. Apart from that, pretty much Deadpool dailies. And there was something else I got. Let me look at my roster real quick here.
I take it the Iron Fist was a usable?
Yeah, I had my Iron Fist at a 5-4-3. So I got that purple, and now he's at a 5-5-3. So nice. I maxed him out real quick. And, oh, now the other thing is, in the next 13 hours, hopefully I can hold on to my place in Juggernaut Heroic, and I'll be able to pick up all 3 Rocket and Groot covers.
Ooh.
So, that's pending, but I'm pretty sure I can get it.
All right,
I just said I will not be.
Let's move on to Legendary Tokens, brought to you this week by this guy. A shout out to our favorite sponsor, this guy. All right, who wants to go?
Me, pick me.
Ian.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to purchase a Classic Legends token. And from that Classic Legends token, I will hopefully get a 4-star. It is a 4-star. Cyclops. Hey, I like that.
Yeah. Called shot. What'd you get?
Red Combined Forces.
Yeah.
I think that we'll see where that takes him. I think it might be. Oh, my goodness. He's at like a 3-2-2 now.
You give him a good run for his next crash.
Absolutely. I think I might be... that was a good... Combined Forces looks good. I'll figure out how to use this guy. And next Crash of the Titans, I will do my best to win. I'm optimistic. All right, Craig, how about you? Because I think we've got multiple tokens after that.
I'm poking this Lady's Legends button. It is sadly a 4-star. Oh, it's everyone's favorite skunk eater, Cletus Cassidy. See, where does that get my Cletus? Oh, that got him up to 5-5-2.
Wow.
So he is almost fully covered.
Right.
I need one more Carnage Rules. I have 5 Symbiote Sides and 5 Alien Instincts.
That's amazing. You have him a little further up than my 4-1-0.
I don't even think I have one Carnage cover.
All right. I've been using him a fair amount with Mr. Fantastic just to amuse myself, so that's good times.
Yeah. I've got two latest legends. I'm moving them both and hoping for a yellow Baldy.
Giant melon head.
All right. It's a melon. 4-star. Nope, it is a Cyclops Uncanny Strategist. Yellow.
Oh.
That power's
look at my butt.
Yeah, but that might be the power I need. I have him up fairly high, so we'll have to see about that. And the second one is also a 4-star, because that's
good chance.
0.8%. Nope, it is Mr. Bombastic. Fantastic. All right, I got to see where my Cyclops is. Nope, that is the one that I have maxed out. I have him at 4.53. I could have used either other color.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But not that one. Mr. Fantastic is a 2.32, so he'll be going up to a 2.33.
Great.
All right, well, I guess it's my turn.
You got Imagine That?
Imagine That.
Imagine That.
Every time you say that, I think about that that song from the Muppets, Imagine That. Bah, bah, na, na, na. Imagine That. Bah, bah,
phenomena.
Bah.
Phenomena.
All right, so I got one latest Legends, and I got 75 command points, so I'm going to go ahead and open up three classic Legends.
Holy majoli.
I'm going to do Sploosh Proud here. All right, here we go with the latest Legends token, and it's a 4-star. Ghost Rider, Penance Stare.
Oh, I love that. That's love where the money's there.
And my Ghost Rider is in the poop house right now with one red, so that's definitely usable.
You're not following this poop house thing.
I love the poop house.
No, it's got to be 111.
No, the poop house is everything below 111 and after 111 up till 9 covers. If I can't use them, poop. All right, here we go. Classic Legends. It's a 4-star. X-Force Wolverine, yellow. I can definitely use that.
I use that character every day.
Another one. Here we go. And is another 4-star. Spider-Gwen, Teenage Kicks.
Meh.
I don't even know if I have Spider-Gwen rostered.
Well, she's a good character.
Any other kids with your Teenage Kicks?
So that's a yellow?
That's the purple.
Oh, good. I'm thinking Kick Out the Jams. Okay.
Yep.
All right, and I got one more Classic Legends. It is another 4-star. Red Hulk. Gamma Siphon!
Gamma Siphon? At least it needs braces.
I could definitely use pretty much everything. So
Red Hulk, good.
I got to recruit Spider-Gwen, but I made sure that I had the hero points to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and get her going and train everybody else, and we are good to go. That was a good night.
So
everything usable. that X-Force Wolverine cover got me up to a 115.
Oh, that is exciting and frustrating all at the same time.
He can heal like nobody's business.
Well, at least it was usable.
Yeah,
that's true.
I would take a X-Force Wolverine over these yellow Nick Fury covers I keep getting.
Oh, and speaking of Ghost Rider Pendants there that you just got, has anybody watched the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, I was watching episode 2, which is why I was late for the show, because I wanted to finish it.
You.
Actually, earlier tonight, I was watching episode 1 on, I was streaming it from my phone to my Apple TV in the kitchen while I was cooking dinner, and my friend from California called me in the middle of it. So I answered the phone, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm in the middle of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Why are you calling me? And then he's like, why did you pick up the phone? And then I said, fair enough. And we had a conversation. It was wonderful. Shout out to my boy B-Side. He doesn't play this game.
His loss.
Make him.
Yeah, then we rescind that shout out.
I find it amusing because I was just watching the episode 1 before coming back here to record. So anyway, I found it amusing. I'm not 100% on board. I forgot how the dialogue on S.H.I.E.L.D. is just so aggressive and nonstop and jumpy. But I don't know. So far, I'm liking Ghost Rider. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, episode 2 is good. You get to learn more about the new director. All right, anyway. Ian, tell me about the podcast networks.
Oh, the podcast network. We are part of a podcast network We are the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network. You can find us at soontobenamednetwork.com. There are a variety of great shows on that network, like the Longbox Heroes After Dark, the Fresher in Parlance show, Podvocacy, Profane Arguments, Prime Defective, and Prodigal Sons Podcast. For full descriptions of each show, please check out our homepage with direct links to all of them, or please check us out at soontobenamednetwork.com. Or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Muy bien. I think that's all we got for this week. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank our special guest, Severed. Thanks for coming on. Always love having people on the show. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can leave any comments there via the discuss feature on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, where we post all of these shows. If you want to throw us any bones, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. Buy something there. We get some pennies out of it. We appreciate that. Or you can go crazy like Sever did and become a patron. We really appreciate that money because that really helps pay the bills. That's where it's at. It's got two turntables and a microphone. That's all I got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, man, I'm going to screw this up.
Go back to the original then.
No, Mars. I completely forgotten the tune. Like, somebody help me with how this tune goes.
Oh, it's too late.
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. Good night, everybody.
It was so bad, it was wonderful. Oh, I can just feel the disaster washing over me.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. Fact is cold as hell.
Did we lose Severed at some point?
I think he's gone.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, he's back.
He's back.
He's all right. Wide.
I forgot I was muted. I had to cough and I forgot to unmute. Derp.
Ray, leave that part in. All right, everybody. Good times.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for being on. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We always love having people on.
Oh, it took me a while to get the end. That's a terrible pun.
That's no pun. Man, I'm just going to sing it.
It's a terrible the PQ bunch. it hurts my soul, but I want to hear it anyway.
Because, man, that's the first thing I saw. That screen came on that day, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's the punch. Did everyone see Corey Feldman on the Today Show, by the way?
No.
It was glorious.
Wow.
All right. Ray, were you with me at the baseball field? Were you there that night when Corey Feldman was up at the Spikes game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you remember the two Angel girls?
Oh, yeah.
He had them with him on the Today Show, the same two girls.
Oh, of course he did.
It was amazing. He is a train wreck like there's no train wrecks to be trained.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. You should watch that video. It's phenomenal.
How was the situation at the Spikes game? He swears that everything was perfectly reasonable and they intentionally blew it out of proportion.
Uh-huh. I know he does.
That is not how I understand it from the employees that I know who work there.
I thought you were there.
We were there. Yes, we saw him live. But the stuff that was really blown up is the stuff that happened pre his performance.
You were not there for his performance.
We were there for his performance.
Oh, they said his performance was lewd and inappropriate.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, okay. I would, because there were children there.
Right.
And, yeah, what are they called? The girls that were with him?
They're Corey's Angels.
Yeah. They were very skimpily dressed, dancing very suggestively.
While pretending to play keyboard and guitar.
Yes.
It was something. It was something. Oh, the Today Show video is amazing. At one point, one of the hosts taunts him about the fact that he's going to show them, you know, his Michael Jackson moves. He's like, whoa, whoa. They're similar. But that's because Michael and I grew up dancing together. I said, grew up dancing together? Isn't he like 20 years older than you?
At some point, he is going to exceed Charlie Sheen, I swear.
And crazy?
Yeah.
He might already be there. He's pretty crazy. Ray, are you recording any of this, by the way?
Yes.
Just now that second, huh?